Bruchim habayim to Parsha Insights, Parshas Kedoshim. We haven't had a Parsha Shir for a few weeks. We had Haggadah Shel Pesach, we had Yom Tov, the first days, the second days. And so we haven't been together for a few weeks for Parsha Insights. I appreciate it very much when people said that they had missed it and they felt that it wasn't the same. It's a great source of chizuk, and it means a tremendous amount to me. I cannot even put into words how wonderful it is to be able to be back, welcoming those in person in the Heichal, those who are currently listening on the phone, and those who will, Bezus Hashem, hear the recording when it goes out. You didn't think it would be more than a minute without me saying our weekly sentence. Parshas Kedoshim, sometimes Achrei Mos and Kedoshim are together. Of course, this year they're not. Last week we had Achrei Mos bringing us to Parsha Insights Kedoshim this week. The Shir is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas U'Le'ilui Nishmas, Rebecca Bas Serina and Leon Ben Rachel. May their neshamos have a lichtige, lichtige Gan Eden, and may it indeed be as a schus for their neshamos. Just a reminder that, of course, we hope the Divrei Torah will give you chizuk, but one of the main benefits we want from our weekly Parsha Insights, share them over Shabbos, at the table, share them with family, share it with friends, so that it brings about a greater Kedusha to our Shabbos. We're only going to focus on one Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, only one. Could very well be said, it's hard to say what is the most well-known pasuk in the Torah, if there is such an expression. But if there is an expression about the number one or one of the, it would certainly be in this week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yudches. I'm obviously referring to the pasuk where it says, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, we're taught to love your friend as you love yourself. In many ways, that encapsulates the Torah. In fact, we know indeed that's what Hillel said. This is the entirety of the Torah. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Love your fellow as you love yourself. And then all of the Torah will be encapsulated and follows that pasuk. Let's spend our Shir Parsha Insights Kedoshim on this pasuk and this pasuk alone. Let's try to build to a certain level. There's no doubt that there's countless pshatim on those words. I'd like to try one particular mahalach. I'd like to build it from level to level. And I think we're going to come out with a chefza, with an entity that we must really live our lives with. Let's start with a pshat from the Rishoner Rebbe. The Heilig Rishoner Rebbe Zechusa Yagon Aleinu wonders, why after the words V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, love your fellow as you love yourself, then there are the two words, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. What are those two words doing at the end of the pasuk? What, pray tell, do those two words, Ani Hashem, have to do with the three previous words, V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha? He brings down such a beautiful, beautiful mashal. It's a parable that I've seen brought down a few different ways. I'll mention two different ways of the different ways that I've seen it brought down, but the point is certainly the same. There were two friends, says the Rishoner Rebbe, that lived a distance from each other, and unfortunately one of them was accused of a terrible crime and sentenced to death. It was going to be in a public setting so that all of the citizens in the country would see the severe punishment for the alleged crime that this fellow did. Now, the friend of the accused came to watch as well. And one version of the parable has it that when he saw what was transpiring, he started to announce, no, there's a mistake. It's I that committed the crime. My friend didn't do it. I'm the culprit. I'm the one who committed the crime. The accused, however, insisted, no, I'm the culprit, and I should be the one to suffer the consequences. My friend is fabricating a story. Another version of the parable has it that the friend saw what was happening, and the friend offered the first one who wanted 24 hours to go home. He asked for 24 hours to go home to be able to bid farewell and say goodbye to his family. And the one who was going to sentence him to death said, "What do you think? I'm crazy. You'll never come back." So the friend at that point said, "You know what? I will be the one to stand in his place." So the fellow said to him, "You realize that means that if he doesn't come back within 24 hours, I'm going to take your life instead of his." He said, "I understand perfectly well." Meaning that person figured this friend is such a fool. What are the odds that that first one is going to actually leave and come back? So that's another version of the parable. Be it as it may, according to the second version, the one that I just gave you, in the first version, they were each fighting the selfless dispute. The first one said, "I'm the accused. I'm the one who committed it." And the second one said, "That is not true." The second one saw what was happening, and he insisted again, "I'm the culprit." And that fight went back and forth with each one insisting that I'm the culprit and the other's innocent. In the other version I mentioned, it's told over beautifully that that first one indeed went home. And he came back, but he came back a few minutes beyond the 24-hour mark. So at that point, he said, "I'm back, I'm back." And the second one said, "No, a deal is a deal. You had to come back within 24 hours. And you didn't. And we made up that if you're not back within 24 hours, they should take me instead of you." And the fight ensued. First one saying, "But I'm back." And the second one saying, "But you came back too late." Be it as it may, whichever of the two versions it is, this incredibly selfless dispute reached the king. And the king now had to judge the case himself. And here he had these two friends, each one insisting that they're the culprit and the other is innocent, and one insisting it should be me, not the other, and back and forth. And the king never saw anything like it. He said, "I can't put either of you to death. I've never seen anything like this. Each one willing to take it for the other, each one willing to be punished instead of the other." He was moved beyond words. He said, "I can't put either of you to death. I've never seen anything like this in my life, the love, the selflessness, the devotion." And so he dismissed all the charges. And as the two were leaving, the king called them back and said, "Can I just ask you one request? Can I be part of your friendship? Can I be the third one included so that the three of us could be equal friends?" Says the original Rebbe, that's the way to read the pasuk. V'yahavta l'reacha kamaicha. We are to reach this level, this selfless level, this level where each person is willing to do so much in their bond of friendship for the other. The love, the av, the reyus between the two, that when it reaches the level of v'yahavta l'reacha kamaicha, where each one loves the fellow as much as they truly love themselves, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Ani Hashem, I also want to be included in this pact of love. Ani Hashem, I also want to be included in your friendship." Is that a pshat? Is that a pshat? The original Rebbe is Zechusa Yagan Aleinu telling us that's the way that we have to understand what those two words, Ani Hashem, are doing following the Haftarecha Kamaicha. Because when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, and I realize that we have to spend time discussing how does a person achieve that level to actually care and love and be so devoted selflessly to someone else as they are themselves? But if we work on achieving that level, like in the two versions of the parable, the muscle that I told you, and we work on creating a reyus and a shalom and an ava and a friendship of yahavta l'reacha kamaicha so unparalleled in the devotion one has for the other, the Ribbono Shel Olam says to the two of us, "Ani Hashem, I'd like to be included in your friendship." This is the level, as difficult or as sometimes we find it to be a challenge, but it's something that we strive to work on. It's something that we have to mamish, not only make a part of us, but I think the key is realize how it will impact us. Allow me to explain. There is a pshat, actually, we mentioned it this past week in the Shabbos morning drasha, and it's a very, very powerful pshat. It answers what's really a stira, a contradiction, but not just any contradiction. Surely you remember this past Shabbos morning in our drasha, we mentioned it. It's not just any contradiction. It seems to be such a glaring contradiction. I just told you the pasuk in this week's parsha Vayikra, Kedoshim, Yutes, Yudches, the Ahavtal Re'acha Kamecha, which we just explained means an extremely intense level of devotion between the two. Of course, we know that Chazal tell us Rabbi Akiva. The great Heiliger Rabbi Akiva says, the Ahavtal Re'acha Kamecha, and Rabbi Akiva famously comments on those words, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah, this is a great rule in the Torah, the Ahavtal Re'acha Kamecha, which means that you have to put yourself and that other person, he has to be like you at the very least, equal. Some understand that by making it equal, just like you would put yourself first, you're putting the other first. But it's an extraordinary level. Yet there's a very well-known Gemara in Baba Metzia, Dar Samach Beis Amid Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about two men that are traveling in a desert. One of them has a pitcher of water that's only enough to allow one of them to survive. If they'll share the water, they'll both die. If one drinks it, he'll reach civilization, he'll be saved, and the other will die. So what's better, for both to die, one to die? There's one opinion in the Gemara that says they should both drink the water and die, so one shouldn't witness the death of his companion. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and very famously says, quoting another pasuk in Vayikra, Chav Hei Lamed Vav, that V'chei Achicha Imach, your brother should live with you. He stresses the last word, Imach, with you to mean Chayecha Koidmin. Chayecha Koidmin means that your life takes precedence over your brother. And accordingly, Rabbi Akiva obligates the person with the water to keep it for himself, even though that means he's going to live and the other's going to die. Do I have to speak out the stira? It's such a blatant, seeming contradiction. On one hand, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha Koidmin, that I take precedence over the life of my brother and my friend. I come first. Yet, V'yahavtal Re'acha Kamecha, that great rule in the Torah, certainly implies that I am to love the other as much as myself. In other words, I don't take precedence. We're equal, or as I told you a moment ago, some understand by being equal, I'm really putting him first. One contradicts the other. The Chiddush Harim tells us such a powerful pshat. Meirei v'Rabbeisai in the Heichal, on the phone, and getting the recording. There, we said it twice. Listen to what the Chiddush Harim Zechusa Yagan Aleinu tells us. He says, it depends if you're talking about an area of Gashmias or Ruchnias. The materialism, or all of the spiritual. Says the great Chiddush Harim, when it comes to Gashmias, to the materialism, to the physicality, the physical, there your own life indeed takes precedence by material matters. And therefore, where the person's in the desert, the entire jug of water goes to the owner, because in Gashmias, indeed, Chayecha Koidmin. But when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to spiritual elevation and spiritual matters, V'yahavtal Re'acha Kamecha, you have to love someone as you love yourself. An extraordinary answer. Is it Ruchnius or Gashmius? In the materialism, the Gashmius, Chayecha Koidman, I take precedent. Whereas in the Ruchnius, the spiritual matters, V'yahavtal Re'acha Kamecha, we're equal. I have to first, as we said, take care of the other. It happens to be the Sefer Shemen HaTov brings down a beautiful diuk. Before we continue the Chiddush Harim, allow me to interject what the Sefer Shemen HaTov says, watching the exact wording. What did we say? By the Gashmias, Chayecha Kaidman. By the Ruchnias, Ve'ahavta L'recha Kamecha. Remember what Rabbi Akiva said? When Rabbi Akiva was famous in commenting on the words, Ve'ahavta L'recha Kamecha, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Ve'ahavta L'recha Kamecha, Ze Klal Gadol Batoira! Ze Klal Gadol Batoira! This is a way to live when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Ruchnias, when it comes to spiritual matters. Ze Klal Gadol specifically Batoira, that you have to live the Ahavta L'recha Kamecha, whereas in other physical matters of Gashmias, it's Chayecha Kaidman. What an extraordinary exact diuk on the wording, the Ahavta L'recha Kamecha Ze Klal Gadol, the Torah, that when it comes to Torah matters of Ruchnias, we make sure to put the other individual first in these matters. Similar to the concept of Yisachar Zevulun, and there are certainly many places to see this in the Torah. However, we must realize, Rabbi Yisai, and this might be one of the most important things to hear tonight, according to the Chiddush HaHarim, when the Chiddush HaHarim and others who say this pshat are teaching us that in matters of Torah, in matters of Ruchnias and spiritual matters, I take care of the other person. I treat the other person as I always want to be treated, which we're explaining to mean putting that other individual first. We have to realize you're not choosing between yourself and the other person, because when he becomes elevated, you become greater. That's the key that many people don't realize. That sacrifice that you're making for Yenim by putting the other person first, in areas of Ruchnias and areas of spiritual growth, you are benefiting. You become the beneficiary. You become greater. When you elevate your friend, you become elevated. And that's what the Chiddush HaHarim is teaching us. That Klal Gadol Batoira, we as well are going to become elevated. So you see, Rabbi, so you're not choosing him or me, and I'm going to put him first. When you put him first and you live by Zekal Gadol Batoira, you're becoming greater. You're becoming more spiritually elevated. If you think about it then, the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamecha and Chayecha Kaidman are really one and the same when it comes to the area of Torah spiritual. Because by living by the words V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamecha in areas of Torah, in areas of spiritual growth, V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamecha, when I put you first, it's also a kiyum and also a fulfillment of Chayecha Kaidman, where I'm putting myself first in the sense that not only am I not losing out, but I'm gaining, because I too am becoming greater. I too am becoming elevated. So when you fulfill in the spiritual kamaicha, you're also making yourself a better person, taking care of yourself, which is a fulfillment of chayecha kaidman. A very, very powerful concept. It was actually this concept that I was referring to when I said earlier that I think realizing this helps us fulfill the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamecha, like the original Rebbe said, on a greater level, so much so that the Ribbono Shel'Olam then says, Ani Hashem, I want to join. It's to remind ourselves that in Ruchnias, I put you first. In Ruchnias, I'm obligated to take care of someone else as well, and I am not losing out. When I take care of somebody else and when I see to how I can help you grow spiritually, even if I put you before me, it's also a fulfillment of Chayecha Kaidman, because as we said already twice, I become greater. I become more elevated. I become a person spiritually saturated with a deeper connection to Torah. I hope the profundity of the concept we just said is not lost on anybody. Because if you truly understand how profound this concept is that the Chiddush Erim and others teach us, it's an extraordinary impetus and should bring us a desire to help a fellow Yid, not only because it's helping a fellow Yid, and as we've quoted countless times that the son of Reb Chaim Volozhiner used to say, my father often said, "Le'nivra ha'odam elo lahaya lacharini," you are only created to help a fellow Yid. Let's say it again. "Le'nivra ha'odam," said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, you were created to help a fellow Yid, but it's helping the fellow Yid and helping yourself at the same time. There's an extraordinary story that's brought down with the Chazon Ish. Such a powerful maisa. There was an avreich, there was a younger man that shared a special relationship with the Chazon Ish. And as such, he was able to enter by the Heilige Chazon Ish, the great leader of our generation, pretty much when he wanted. And his family knew about that, so his family wanted to take advantage of the opportunity. And they asked him countless times, could he take in their questions or their issues that they had? Could he, since he had such direct contact with the Chazon Ish, could he take in their questions? Certainly sometimes he did, fulfilling Kibbutz of Aim and taking care of his family. One time when he was asked, when he was by the Chazon Ish, he asked him, should I continue doing it? You see, today, if a person wants to go, say, from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, it may not be that difficult. But 70, 80 plus years ago, it was an extraordinary journey, besides the fact it was extremely time-consuming. So if he was on his way to Yeshiva to learn morning Seder, second Seder, but was asked to make a round trip of multiple hours to get an answer to the advice or whatever his family, his parents needed, he told the Chazon Ish, it's a big tircha, it's something that's a big burden. It's mafriya umevatel. It's taking away and clearly not allowing me to learn as much as I would like. I'm losing sometimes one Seder, two, however long it was. But whatever it was, I don't know the specifics, he felt it was being mevatel and being mafriya from his Lord. Should he keep doing it? And the Chazon Ish, listen to the Lashon, of course the Chazon Ish said it in Yiddish. I'll give you the English translation. As the Bocher, the younger man, was talking to him, as soon as he finished, the Chazon Ish turned to him and he said, what are you saying? When a person is involved in chesed, kisho oiskim bechesed, not just that you do chesed, but you're oisik in chesed, al yedei zeh, Misracheves u miskadeles means nefesh ha'odom, your soul, your nefesh, becomes far more expansive, far wider, has a far greater capacity to hold something. Misracheves u miskadeles nefesh ha'odom. Umemela, now that your nefesh and your spiritual capacity is greater, you're able to understand Torah better, both in Kamus and in Eichus. Efsher, Lahovin, Torah, Yaiser Toiv. You have to realize the impact of that answer. The Chazon Ish was telling the Avreich Vosretir, what are you saying? You're not losing out by doing chesed. It's not coming at your expense. It's not being mafri u'mevatel. When you're oisik in chesed, your nefesh, which is where you get the spirituality, the nefesh ha'odam, misracheves u'miskadelus, it becomes more expansive. It becomes wider. And now that you have a greater nefesh, you have a greater vessel with which to accept more Torah, both in quantity and quality, kamos and echos. Moira vera boisai, that's a maisa. It is this maisa that I was referencing when I said you would do yourself good to live with it every day of your life. Hear me again. When one is involved in chesed, you think it's coming at the expense, it's a tircha, ze mafriya, ze mevatel, says the Chazon Ish, zechusa yogan aleinu, the Chazon Ish is telling us, doing and being oisik in chesed makes the nefesh misracheves u'miskadelas bigger, bigger. That nefesh, the bigger it becomes, the more Torah it can hold, both in quantity and quality you're gaining. That's the pshat we said. When I help somebody else, it's also a fulfillment of ha'yecha koidnen. I'm really helping and benefiting myself. I'm becoming greater. I'm becoming spiritually elevated. Why? Says the Chazon Ish, because my nefesh, which is the base kibul to receive the Torah, is becoming wider, greater, more expansive, and it gives me the ability to learn and to chop and to study Torah more on all levels. It's interesting. We'll quickly say a gematria. The Chsam Sofer, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu, the Chsam Sofer used to say, he says in Drashos, that when we are on our highest level, we're called Yisrael, not Yaakov, but Yisrael. And our job, we just said, is to perform chesed. Yisrael, Yud Shin Reish Aleph Lama, is the gematria 541. Chesed is the gematria 72. What's 541 plus 72? 613. Taryag mitzvahs, the entirety of the Torah. Says the Chsam Sofer, when we behave like Yisrael, which means we're oisik in chesed, we don't lose, we gain, because the total combination of Yisrael plus chesed is taryag, which is the entirety of the Torah. I'd like to just end the shiur by mentioning, it's something that we said this past week. We started this past week, Pirkei Avos. Such a special, special thing to be able to learn Pirkei Avos for the next number of months. This past week, Shabbos afternoon, we gave our shiur psicha on Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos. We explained in great detail what is the name Pirkei Avos. We explained what a perek means. We explained what avos means. It's not for now to repeat, but we explained in great, great detail how to view the learning of Pirkei Avos, what it could do, bite Ibra the mensch, to change your persona. There was a pshat that I mentioned that I'd like to use now to conclude the shiur. There were two pshatim that I mentioned on a very famous quote in the Mishnah. If you take a look in Pirkei Avos in the beginning, Yosi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim used to say, Yehi beischa pasuach lervacha, your home should be opened wide, v'yiyu aniyim b'nei beisecha, and you should treat the poor as b'nei beisecha, members of your house. I'd like to just point out before we get to the final pshat, that's telling us that when you have those guests, when you have the aniyim, when you have the archim, the less fortunate, whoever it might be, you're supposed to make them feel so comfortable, v'yu aniyim b'nei beisecha, that they mamish feel. Sometimes people know the art of how to make a guest, someone less fortunate, whoever it might be, you brought them into your home to help them. Make them feel b'nei ve'secha, like they're a member of your family, so that they feel extraordinarily comfortable and that they taka see how sincere you are. Be it as it may, Yosi ben Yochanan just said these two things. There's more, but we'll focus on these two. Allow me to quickly repeat them. Yehi beischa pasuach lervacha, your home should be open for relief. This past Shabbos in Perek, I found two pshatim. The first one from the Smichus Chachamim, and the second one from the Chida. And I thought perhaps based on the entire shiur we've given until now, what would be if we took the pshat of the smichas chachovim and the chidah and put them together? First, the pshat of the smichas chachovim. The smichas chachovim says on the juxtaposition of these two, yihi beischa pasuach lirvocha, your home should be open for relief. You should treat the aniyim and you should welcome them as b'nei beisecha into your home. Says the smichas chachomim, you find many psukim, like in Devarim Tezvav Ches, when it speaks about giving, it says a double expression, pasoyach tiftach, which we translate the double expression to mean, you shall surely give. It's accentuated with the double expression. But he brings down so beautifully, and if you watch my hand, it will be a bit more clear. Pasayach, they will open up in Shemayim all the blessings for you, Tiftach, if you will open up for others. And that's the way to understand the double expression. Pasayach Tiftach, the first Pasayach says, in Shemayim, in heaven, they will open up all of those blessings for you, if, Tiftach, you learn to open it up for others. Says the Smichas Chachomim, that's a beautiful way to read these two comments together. Yehi Beischa Pasuach Lirvocha, in Shemayim, they'll open up your bayis Lirvocha, in Shemayim, they'll make your home for revach and beauty and brachos, when? If you fulfill the second half. Shemayim will fulfill the first half if you fulfill the second half. What an extraordinary pshat. Shemayim will grant you that when? When you fulfill the second part. That's one pshat I saw brought down. The Chidah brings it down. The Smichas Chachamim brings it down as well. But then I saw another pshat from the Chidah. And the Chidah here is going on the words, Yehi Beischa Pasuach Lirvocha, which until now I've translated to mean that your home should be open for relief. And the Chidah says so beautifully, often when you see the word bias, it's not a reference to your physical house, but bias is a reference to your nefesh and to your neshama. In the past, we've brought multiple proofs to this concept that bayis, besides meaning your physical home, could certainly mean your nefesh and your neshama. With that in mind, says the Chidah, yihi beischa pasuach lirvocha, you should make sure your bayis, meaning your nefesh and your neshama, pasuach lirvocha, is open lirvocha. Here he translates lirvocha to mean to be mekabel Torah. Where do you see the word revach in reference to Torah? Because we say in davening, harchav picha v'amaleu, harchav picha v'amaleu, and there the word harchav, which is the same idea as the word revach, is referring to Torah. So, in one sentence, the second pshat from the Chidah is, yehi beischa, train your bias, your nefesh, and neshama, pasuach lirvocha, to be open to learning, to be open to be makabel Torah, to a Torah life, because I know the word lirvocha from harchav pichav amaleu. Ad kan the two pshatim. Meira v'rabbeisai, to conclude the shir, can't we bring these two pshatim together? When you bring these two pshatim together, do you know, I think there's a new way you could understand the Mishnah. Until now, the last 40 minutes or so, we've been talking about the idea that when you help somebody spiritually, when you help somebody with Torah, you are certainly, you help somebody with Chesed. You do some kindness for a person. You're not losing out, the Chazon Ish said. Misracheves u'miskadeles, we said from the Chassam Sofer, Chesed and Yisrael gives you all of Torah. We said already that when I elevate you, I'm elevating myself. When I fulfill the Afrecha Kamaicha, I'm also fulfilling Chayecha Kaiman. You don't lose out. You gain. You become a greater and more spiritual and more elevated person. Maybe that's the way, by putting the two pshatim together, and this is the bracha tonight, maybe this is what the Mishnah is teaching us. Yehi beischa pasuach lirvacha. If you want your bias and nefesh to be open, to be mekabel taira, if you want that your nefesh, like the Chazon Ish said, pasuach lirvacha, should be open to be mekabel taira, you know what you have to do? Yiyu aniyim b'nei beischa. Then make sure you do chesed. Make sure you take care of someone else. Maybe by putting the two pshatim together, that's the way we can come up with a new explanation of the Mishnah. And may we indeed be zeicha to that. Yehi beischa pasuach lirvacha. If we want our bias, our nefesh, and our neshama, pasuach lirvacha, to be open, to be makabel taira, to be open to achieve great, great, great levels of Torah learning. How does one make sure, beischa pasuach lirvacha? By making sure to fulfill yiyu aniyim b'nei beischa. When you take care of the aniyim, when you take care of those less fortunate, when you help a fellow yid, when you perform chesed, that elevation is creating your own elevation. May we taka b'zeicha, parshas kedoshim, and having just started Pirkei Avos, yehi beischa pasuach lirvacha, that our nefesh, our neshama, our bias, should be able to receive so much Torah learning, to lead such a beautiful Torah life, to be able to accomplish so much in quantity and quality of Torah learning. How do you achieve that level, beischa pasuach lirvacha? The answer is, v'yiyu aniyim b'nei beischa. Look out for each other and fulfill the after echa kamaicha. Because when you do that on such an exalted level, Hashem says, Ani Hashem, I want to join your friendship.